We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sifya Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Im lo tam hamakadesh v'tam echad mehamasubin kimlo logmav yatsa. If the person who made kiddush did not drink any of the wine, but someone else drank at least a melo logmav, meaning that cheekful, then everyone is yotzei kiddush because of that. V'ein shtia shnayim mitzdarefes limlo logmav. However, two people cannot combine in order to get to the shear of a cheekful in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. Umikol makom mitzvah min amufchar sheyitamu kula. Even though all that is required is for either the mekadesh or someone else to drink the shir of melo logmav, it is still a mitzvah for everyone that is being yotze with the kiddush to drink at least a little bit, even if it is not a melo logmav. V'yesh omrim, there's another opinion that the Mechaber brings, dekevan shebein kulam tamukim lo logmav, yatsu, deshtias kulam mitzterefus l'kashir. We do not require that one person, either the Mekadesh or someone else, drinks a melo logmav on his or her own. Rather, it is enough for all the people that are yotze with the Kiddush to combine to a shir of melo logmav of a cheekful. V'aga onim sovrim sheim lo tam ha-Mekadesh lo yatsa v'roi lachos l'divrayim. The Gaonim hold that not only is the combination of all the people to melo logmav not enough, and it is not enough for someone else to drink a melo logmav, rather the person who makes kiddush is the one who needs to drink at least a melo logmav at cheekful, and it is best to be yotzei their shita, thus it is best for the mekadesh to drink at least a cheekful. V'davka b'kiddush aval b'shar dvarim hatunim kos modim haga'onim disagi b'timas acher. This is only true by kiddush, but anything else which requires a kos, such as havdalah, or such as benching al hakos, would not require the person who makes the bracha, who is leading whatever mitzvah it is, to drink the melo logmav. Someone else will be able to do it, even according to the Gaonim. The reason that kiddush is different, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is because it is a doraisa. And even though it's true that kiddush b'dvarim is only that is doraisa and not kiddush al hakos, there is an asmachta. There is a pasuk which this din d'rabbanan of kiddush al hakos is learned from, and therefore we are more machmir by it to say that we should be yotzei the shita of the gaonim, that the mekadesh should be the one that drinks, and if the mekadesh is not the one that drinks, then someone else should at least drink a melo logmav, and if that's not possible, then b'di'evad, having everyone combined to a melo logmav, is enough. However, the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes that this is only b'di'evad. The Mishnah Berurah also states that one is only yotzei the kiddush if someone who was being yotzei with the kiddush drinks the melo logmav. However, if someone else who is standing there but did not have a mind to be yotzei with the kiddush drinks melo logmav, that is not enough to be yotzei the kiddush. Siv tazvav kidesh v'kodem shatam hifsek v'dibur chozer mevarech bar pri agafen ve'eino tzarech lachzor l'kaddish. If after making kiddush, before the mekaddish drank the wine, he spoke about something, he has to go back and make a Borei Pri HaGafen again. However, he does not have to make Kiddush again. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only referring to something which is not Shayach to the Suda, that you would not need to go back. However, if it is something that is Shayach to the Suda, or it is Shayach to Kiddush itself, that is not considered to be a Hefsek, and you would not need to repeat even the Borei Pri HaGafen. The reason that one only needs to repeat the Borei Pri HaGafen and not the Kiddush is because the Kiddush you were yotzei, since the din is that Kiddush needs to be recited al hakos in front of a cup of wine. However, it does not require the drinking of the wine per se. So therefore, the Kiddush you remain that you were yotzei, but the Borei Pri HaGafen needs to be repeated. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Os Aleph said that this applies to the Mesubim also. Those that are being yotzei with Kiddush also should not speak until the Mekadesh, the one who makes the Kiddush, drinks a melo logmav as well. Continuing in the Mechaber, V'hu adinim nishbach hakos kodem shegito mimenu yavi kos acher mevarech alav bro pri agafim ve'eno tzarech lachzor ulekadesh. The same thing is true, not if he spoke after he made the bracha, but if the wine spilled. All that is required is to bring another cup of wine to make a Borei Pri HaGafen, but he need not recite Kiddush again, since the Kiddush was done al hakos in front of the cup of wine. The reason that he needs to make a Borei Pri HaGafen again, if the wine spilled and they brought another cup of wine, is because when he made the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, he did not have that new cup of wine in mind. However, if when he made the bracha, he had in mind that he would be drinking more wine, not just the wine which was in front of him, then he need not make the Borei Pri HaGafen again as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that if one thought that they had wine in front of them when they made Kiddush, and then they found that it was actually water or vinegar, then not only do they need to make Kiddush again, since not only do they need to make a new bracha of Bura Pira Gafim when the wine is brought out to them, since they did not have that wine in mind, but they also need to make Kiddush again, since the Kiddush was not done ala kos, as there was no wine in front of them, it was water, which one is not Yotze Kiddush with. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if one had Chamer Medina in front of them and not wine, then even though they might need to make a new bracha for the wine that they bring out, the Kiddush was effective since it was al hakos of Chamer Medina and they need not repeat the Kiddush itself. Once again, if there was other wine around and he knew it was there, then even if he had water or something like that in the cup which he thought he was making the bracha on, that other wine would not require a new bracha. Some say that having challah in front of them when they make the Kiddush would be enough to not have to make the Kiddush again as well, and just make a Bura Pira Gafim on whatever wine is brought out now.